This part of 2 Samuel, which concentrates on David, and we just had this prayer. Remember, God has fulfilled all his promises to David. The descendant of David is hypostatically united to the divinity. And he is king of all the universe. And he is son of David. And you say, well now, see, our idea, if you're a big shot, you have other people do that type of thing. See, but God is different because he's love. And so he sends his word to David through Nathan that there'll always be a son of yours on the throne. Well, that's been confirmed in an incredible way through the resurrection. You know, the text, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you," which is in Psalm 2, is really an enthronement, that's just an enthronement psalm. And that's the court prophet announcing to the next king, "You are my son." Because there it means you have this special relationship to me. And so when Jesus was raised from the dead, that text was applied to him because he is established as king forever. And he is the son of David. And it's all over the place if you look. Some of the Bibles, if you look in the back, they have where these texts are quoted, you know. And if you look under Psalm 2, verse 7, I think, you'll see all the places. And for instance, when Paul says, "And so he raised him from the dead, as it says in Psalm 2, you are my son, this day I have begotten you." That's the enthronement. Now there is a son of David forever ruling the universe, a son of David. And so these texts are meant to sort of fill us with awe that God is so, that he plans like this, and then he's so faithful to what he said. See, he promised David there would always be one of your heirs on the throne. And there is, Jesus. And over the new Israel, all those who believe in Jesus. And so that's why these texts are so valuable. But they invite a lot of reflection. And also tell us, you see, that our life of faith has to have a genuinely human dimension. You can't all just be spiritual. Care for the poor. Care for our relatives, you know, prayer for the world. You see, these are, if God so cares for humanity, don't you think we should? And how many of the great saints, I don't know why, but I think of Faustina now, you know, the apostle of mercy. She suffered a lot, but she knew that it was the Lord Christ in her suffering to bring mercy to the world, sharing his preoccupations. The gospel is warning, you see. Is a lamp brought in to be put under a bushel basket or under a bed? No. You put it on a lampstand. Well, you're the lamp. So don't hide. Let people know who I am. Tell them about me. There's nothing hidden except to be made visible, and nothing secret except to come to light. Now we can anticipate this part by just going to confession, bring it to the light, and receive from Jesus Christ himself the forgiveness of our sins. You see? And so, anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. Let him hear, is what the text says, you see. The measure with which you measured will be measured out to you. Still more will be given to you. If you get so mad at somebody, you say, I just cannot forgive them. Well, read this text. You don't want Jesus to say to you one day, well, I just can't forgive you, do you? But it says here, the measure you measure out is a measure you get. So people who forgive and forgive and forgive, you see, that's the monks of the desert would had as they're out there, they're eating bread and water, they're in the desert, they're praying all day. You'd think, you know, they'd be pretty confident. No. In fact, one of the great ones, I forgot which, it might have been Procopius, one of the great monks of the desert was dying. And the devil came and said, well, Procopius, you've won. And he said, not yet. See, that's a wise person, right? And so, the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. So if we're generous with our material things, with our forgiveness, with our friendliness, that's what's going to come back to us. That's just good business. And so, you see, to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, what would our Lord mean by that? See, he's not talking about money. He's talking about love. You see, to the one who has, more will be given. See, the one who has not, because if you have love, if you give love, you see, you'll always be getting more. But the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So this is a call to discipleship. Climb up on a lampstand and let people know who I am. I mean, you can see them. You know, people clutching to their TV waiting to see about the State of the Union. We know the State of the Union. It's a disaster. We know that. I mean, look at the abortion rate. Look at the abandoned children. Look at the lack of care for the poor. We know the State of the Union. It's crying out for mercy. That is, it's in such need of mercy. And so, you see, but the one who has, more will be given. Well, again, I don't know why Faustina, it could be anybody. There's someone who has. And what is she doing with it? She's pouring it out. Offering all her sufferings to the Lord. And what happens? More is given. That's the law.